1 Chronicles chapter 13. And David took counsel with the commanders of 1,000 and of 100, and with every leader, and David said to the whole convocation of Israel, If it is right in your opinion, and if it is from the Lord our God, let us spread out and send companies to our brothers who remain in all the lands of Israel, and let us send with them the priests and the Levites into the cities of their pasture lands, so that they gather themselves to us. And let us recover the ark of our God, because we did not inquire with it in Saul's days. And the whole convocation agreed to do this, for the matter was right in the eyes of all the people. Then David convened the whole of Israel, from Shehor in Egypt to the approach to Hamath, to bring the ark of God from Kiriath Jearim. And David and all Israel went up to Baalah, to Kiriath Jearim, which belongs to Judah, so as to bring up from there the ark of God, of the Lord, who resides between the cherubim, where his name is called on. And they loaded the ark of God onto a new wagon, obtained from the house of Abinadab, and Uzzah and Ahio were driving the wagon. Now David and all Israel were playing music before God with all their strength, both with singing and on harps and on lutes and with drums and with cymbals and with trumpets. When they came to Kidon's threshing floor, and Uzzah stretched out his hands to hold the ark because the oxen were destabilizing it. At this the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah, and he struck him down because he had stretched out his hand on the ark. And he died there before God. And it grieved David that the Lord had burst out against Uzzah, and he called that place Perez Uzzah, as it is up to this day. And David feared God on that day, and he said, How will I have the ark of God brought to me? So David did not have the ark brought to him in the city of David, and he had it diverted to the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. So the ark of God remained with the house of Obed-Edom in his house for 3 months, and the Lord blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all who belonged to him.